you can hear our freezer container in the background, but adjacent to that, under the shade cloth and sitting on a tarp, are about half a dozen women at least, and a couple of babies, and they are sorting through the plums that they've picked yesterday afternoon, loving the work. I'm Margot Northey, and I'm the General Manager of the Women's Association here, the Palanon Wurrungut Association in Wadia.
We're surrounded at the moment by trays and buckets of little green Kakadu plums, but they don't look like plums that I know.
They look actually more like an olive, and here they're called a mimaral, so that's the Kakadu plum, or in WA it's a gubbinch, it's a billy goat plum, it's got lots of names, yes.
Yeah. Tell me about this industry that you've established here.
This was an initiative started several years ago by the Ranger Program here. They collected plum from country here and took it down to Sydney to be processed into a puree and then a freeze-dried powder that is highly nutritious, huge levels of vitamin C, more than any other fruit in the universe, incredible superfood. The company was owned by some elderly guys who were ready to give it up and sell it. When the idea was presented to the Women's Association, to the committee, it was something that they thought was great, and it's traditionally a pursuit that women do, the gathering side of the hunter-gatherer. And so they agreed to invest initially $100,000 in the project, so long as it stacked up. We bought the entire business and shipped the milling and pureeing equipment in a container here to Wadair.
Can you explain the process from these Kakadu plums are on trees, how do they get picked and then what happens?
We have quite a strong education program around looking after country and looking after the trees. We've been granted a permit to take 10 tonnes of fruit this year. That would be somewhere between 2 or 5% of the actual yield that's in this region. It's prolific. There's trees everywhere and there's fruit everywhere here. We have a process where we register the pickers. They have to come and do a training session.
Which is happening right now. Rose is training a young woman called Magella right now.
She is, yes. So they talk about the sort of fruit that's able to be picked. So it's picked from the tree, not from the ground. Leave the little stuff there for a few more weeks. Only take the big ones. And off they go. They have to get traditional owner approval if it's not their country, and we very rigorously check that against the signatures that we have on file for the TOs. So they get paid $10 a kilo, and we put an extra dollar a kilo aside for research and development or a community benefit fund to look at other possibilities for bush harvests. So this year, we'll be outlaying, if they get the whole 10 tonnes, $110,000 directly to the community.
Okay, the plums have been collected, they're brought in here.
They come back to the Women's Centre, they sit down and they go through them very thoroughly and sort them. So the little ones are rejected, the soft ones are rejected. When they come in here, we have our whiz-bang new Butte Super Duper new blast freezer that they go in up to 200 kilos at a time, can go into that blast freezer, and in 75 minutes they're snap frozen. And then it's ready to be shipped off either to Brisbane or to the Mornington Peninsula, where there are huge freeze-drying. Yep.
What happens to the powder?
Okay, the powder, it's being used for food additives in, you know, the superfood type industry. There's quite a strong push now around skincare products. Apparently, you know, the vitamin C base.
Going to get rid of all of my wrinkles?
I know. I wish I'd known about it years ago. Damn it. Anyway. And in of course, complementary medicine.
You know, for local people, what have they done usually with Kakadu plums?
They just eat them. They tell you, you know, that they pop them as a tonic when they're unwell.
What do they taste like?
A range of tastes. There's a couple of different names for them, and I sort of say it's the same tree. It's a Terminalia ferdinandina. So some are quite acerbic. They really have that sort of stringent taste. Others are a little bit sweet and almost apple-ish or pear-ish in texture.
In terms of employment opportunities for women in Wadair, what's it like?
Pretty dismal. Yeah. And so that's been our motivation all along, is to find jobs that people like to do and are capable of doing. And, you know, they do training, they do education around it, and they're certainly learning the economics of it. We've put on extra part-time workers here at the Women's Centre during the plum season. So there's, set hourly rates for 5 women at the moment. So for that, it might be short term. It might only be 3 or 4 months of the year, but it's great, and it's money that stays in the community, that circulates within the community.
Yeah.